This is the State Capitol building in Lansing, Michigan. There's a crowd gathered in front, and this is what that crowd looked like up close. Protesters, thousands of them, holding up signs and chanting. At least three schools around the state were closed because teachers went to Lansing to be part of this. The chants were going on inside the Capitol, too. They're saying veto because they're protesting against legislation that was up for a vote yesterday. That legislation passed, and it was headed to the governor's desk next. He said he'll sign it, and when he does, Michigan will become the 24th U.S. state with right-to-work laws. Now, what that means is that workers in Michigan won't have to join a labor union or to pay union dues in order to get or keep a job. People who support these laws say they give workers more choice and can attract more business. Critics say that right-to-work laws make unions weaker and keep wages lower. Nelson Mandela, political activist, world leader, Nobel Peace Prize winner. Here's Mandela at the U.S. Capitol building in 1990, and this is where Mandela was yesterday, a hospital in his home country of South Africa. Checked in there over the weekend. Authorities said doctors were treating the 94-year-old for a lung infection. Mandela had abdominal surgery earlier this year and had a serious respiratory infection last year. Nelson Mandela was once called the world's most famous political prisoner. He spent 27 years in jail fighting for equality for black South Africans. After he was released in 1990, he continued his efforts to unite his country. His work earned him that Nobel Peace Prize, and in 1994, he won South Africa's first open election, becoming the country's first black president.